So in 1988, the Rebbe said that on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, men, women, and children should learn this maimer, should learn this teaching from the Alter Rebbe to understand how important today is. What a big deal today is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. What happened today and why it's a big deal. So it would be a good idea for us to learn it. And not in entirety, maybe, but at least portions of it. The Maimer begins with a quote from the Torah in Parshas Yisrei, describing the Jewish people's arriving at Mount Sinai. So it was the third month from the Jewish people's exodus from Egypt. On this very day, Bo Midbar Sinai, they arrived at the Sinai desert. Hine, the Alter Rebbe begins his analysis of these words, Ne'mar, the Torah states, Stam. It says, on this day, on this very day. Which very day? Doesn't say. Our sages expounded that it's on Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't say it's on Rosh Chodesh. There are other times in the Torah very specifically says which day of the month. Like the book of Bamidbar begins very specifically. It tells us which day of the month, which month, which day of the month. Here it just says, Bayemazeh. So the Gemara proves to us how we know that it must be talking about Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It doesn't say that. It says here on this very day. And there earlier, Parshas Bay, it says, HaChodesh Hazeh, this month, Lachem. So we understand from this, that's why it must be Rosh Chodesh. Because HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, HaChodesh Hazeh was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And now it says, Bayom Hazeh, the word Hazeh, and it's talking about Sivan, Chedesh HaShlishi. So it must be that just like that's talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of Nisan, this too is talking about Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So the Alter Rebbe says, Lahavin Laman Nikar Rosh Chodesh because of Balashim Bayem Hazeh. You have to understand. So why is Rosh Chodesh called Bayem Hazeh? Because that's how the scripture refers to it. First of the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as a Chodesh Hazeh, called Hazeh, this one. And now we're talking about Sivan, and it says also Bayom Hazeh. So why is it that Bayom Hazeh becomes the terminology that's used for Rosh Chodesh? Yuvan Bahagde Minyan Mailas Kabbalah Satera. We first have to understand why there is a virtue or value in receiving the Torah. Before the giving of the Torah, there were many very righteous individuals. And righteous individuals is indicative of their hard work and their good choices. Because if they're righteous by default, they're not righteous. They could be angelic, they can't be righteous. Righteous people have to mean they knew what's right, they knew what's wrong, they were tempted to do what's wrong, and they did what's right. So there was Tzaddikim, and there was the Avos, who are called the Merkava, who are called so committed to God that like a wagon, chariot, or vehicle follows the driver. That's how the devotion of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is referred to. These are very holy people, very special people. And they were all around Kodem Shenitna Torah. That was all before the Torah was given. So then, who needs the giving of the Torah? So the Alter Rebbe sets out here in the next column to explain all about Avraham Avinu trying to affect change. Affect change in his life, affect change in the world. And he talks about different ways in which we affect change. I'm going to skip now to the bottom of page Samach Zayin, the bottom of the first column. So let's just say the first column is about change we can believe in, or change we're supposed to believe in. This is the changing of the physical material world, the changing of our own nature, that this is what it's all about. It's all about us affecting a change, not being the way we were naturally endowed or created, but being the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu potentially gave us the ability to be. But not the way that comes intuitively or naturally. So on the bottom of the column, we pick it up and it says, Olazen nitna teira, was exactly to affect this kind of change that the Torah was given to Yisrael. Why? Shaha teira nikra oiz. The Torah is called strength. Shehine senes koyach va'oiz lenefesh alekis. The Torah is empowerment. The Torah gives ability, wherewithal, koyach, strength. And might to the godly soul, lehizgaber al chumri saguf, so that it might be able to express dominion over the crass material nature of the body. V'gasusoi, and its coarseness, lotzeis mimazget oser, to go out of a proverbial prison. So the neshama is imprisoned, it's shackled, it's inhibited, it's limited by the coarseness of the body. What is the body interested in? Two letters. The body wants me. Me, this, me, that. I like this food, I like this going this places, I like doing these things. What's in it for me? That's what the body's interested in. It's an egocentric animal driven only by pleasure. Material pleasure, carnal pleasure, self-pleasure. Whatever it likes, whatever it feels good, it wants. If it doesn't feel good, I don't like it, well, who needs it? What does it do for me? And that's the nature of our body. The nefesh, the soul, is very different than nature. He's entirely altruistic. He's looking for God and therefore goodliness. He's looking for everybody else's welfare. He's ready to forgo self-pleasure if it means self-betterment. So, and these, they got married, the body and the soul. And they're stuck. So what is the body? Is it jailer? Is it the ultimate inhibitor of the neshama? So how's the yid going to have koyach to overcome the body? The body is so powerful, so strong. He states his needs so emphatically. And the neshama is like, no, I don't want that. So who needs, cares about you? Be quiet, go back in your corner, just keep giving me life. Just keep enabling me to live and that's it. You'll do as I say. V'zeu Hashem oiz li'ama yitein. This is the meaning of God gives might to his people. Hashem yivarech es ami v'shalom. God blesses his nature with peace, his nation with peace. So there's a famous Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. It says that they heard rumblings, they heard the lightning, the thunder. They went to Bilam and they said, what's going on? Is the world coming to an end? And Bilam said, no. Hashem oiz li'ama yitein. Hashem yivarech es ami v'shalom. God's giving might to his people. He's giving strength to his people. This is not a destructive force. This is a constructive and transformative kind of event that's going on. Because through the Torah, shenikras oiz, strength, nasa beiz shalom. Right? Hashem gives yivarech esamei ba shalom. So the Alter Rebbe says, ba shalom, with peace, is actually beiz shalom, two kinds of peace. What's beiz shalom? K'mayim erazal, like our sages say, eis shalom b'mayel shalmaylo. That God makes peace in the heavenly realms, ube pamal yishomata, in other earthly realms. Shalom, what is the meaning of peace? Hainu hiskashros bepamal yishomailo. That means that the lower realm is connected to a higher realm. Hainu b'chilins giliyir and seif mamash. That we're talking here about nothing short of a revelatory experience of the godly soul. B'nefesh olikis, within the godly soul as it exists here, li'es kshuru miyuchedes, b'chinas bitul mamash, so that it should be entirely connected in a very real way, in a way that it feels to its source, to its creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that has to be in a state of bitul for that. It can't be expressing itself. It has to become seamless, invisible. It has to become, in a sense, entirely humble to be able to achieve that. So that's the shalom of Pamayla Shalmayla, that the nefesh becomes entirely transparent. Ube pamalya shalmata, in the lower realm, haino ha'oros keches nefesh alikis hamlubeshes beguf nefesh abamis. That means that the force and the power of the neshama should be felt and known within the realm of flesh, within the reality of the material world. You should feel the power of the neshama. That means shalom pamalya shalmaila, b'mashalmata. Shalayir meineo ma'akev mitzadeguf. That the body shouldn't kick and scream and say, I'm lazy, I'm tired, I'm conceited, leave me alone, bug off. But instead, the neshama should be able to express itself. And it should not be an impediment, it shouldn't be an obstacle. Everybody should agree to, both the neshama and the body, everybody should agree. You say, yes, I'm in. I'm interested in this, I want part of this. And when that happens, when everybody is maskim and misratza, this oneness, so then darkness is crushed and in fact redirected. And then it becomes, darkness becomes light. The Torah is called Oiz, is also called Toshia. Oiz is strength. Toshia is an assist, an aid. What kind of aid or assist is it? So why do you use the word Toshia? So here the Alter Rebbe says something very interesting. That Toshia, which means an aid, or Hashem helps us, like a force, a salvation force, Toshia, from the word Yeshua, of a salvation, Abraham giving us his koyach, that also means Shemateshes koyach ha-sitra achra, that it weakens the sitra achra. So you have the sitra achra, and it's behaving very badly. And it's foreign growth in you. So what do? You bomb it. You bomb it with all kinds of poison, and doing so, you weaken it. So the Torah is a life elixir for the nefesh, and it's a poison for the ugliness of the body. And what it takes is this koyach hasitra achra, shemitzad haguf, that comes from the body. What happens is that the Torah gives us the ability to inhibit and to roll it back. So, for example, chaman al tzaman, a person is ill today, especially with the big C, they give him this dose of poison, literally, and the poison kills the growth. But oftentimes will kill the healthy part of the body too. It's a terrible situation. But we have no choice. It's like the carpet bombing that's done by good forces in order to overcome evil. And a lot of innocent people die. But the Allies bombed Dresden and burned 90,000 children. It's a horrible thing. What was the alternative? Let Hitler take over Europe? Or the world, Rahman al-San? It's collateral damage. That's because of an imperfect situation. If they would have the possibility of ensuring that Dresden should fall, but no children should be harmed, don't you think the Allies would do that? Of course they would. If the doctor could give you precision-driven poison that would only kill the bad stuff and not kill the good stuff, would he do it? Of course he would do it. It doesn't work like that, for the most part. But imagine the Eibishter could give us the koyach we need, the exact medication. What this medication does, on one hand, it strengthens the nefesh, on the other hand, it kills away the sitachra. It's perfect. It's a Torah of Emes, a perfect Torah. And this perfect Torah that Hashem gave us gives us the ability to beat down, to weaken, and to make inept the Sitra Achra. And on the other hand, it bolsters and strengthens the godly soul. What happens is that there's a constant struggle. There's a struggle. Each one is pulling in his side, in his corner. And that's the way it is. Because there comes a neifel. When one rises, the other one falls. You can't have success in both arenas. Success in one or the other. Success of the godly soul necessarily means the losses on the Sitra Achra. Or success in the Sitra Achra necessarily means the rolling back of the influence of the Nefesh Elikis. It can't go both ways. So that's what Torah is. Now, in the balance of this, Altareb explains why and how Torah is Oiz, why it's strength. And then in the bottom of the line, in the bottom of the column of Samach Zayin, Altareb says that Eisek HaTorah, that engaging in the study of Torah, the Bechinas Bittel, with a sense of utter humility, which means that a person opens a book of Torah, and not he says, okay, let me see what you have to say, Torah. I know what I have to say. I'm probably right anyway. But it'd be cute to see what they once upon a time used to think. What was real in antiquity before we became modern and perfect? Us, our knights in shining armor who know exactly what's good and bad, have created the perfect society which is filled with happiness and kindness and compassion. A beautiful society. It's amazing. Nobody commits suicide. Nobody harms anybody. Nobody does anything bad to anybody. Everybody continues to say, what can I do to help others? Such a beautiful, amazing world Western civilization has brought for us. Let's give Valdek. What does the Torah have to say? They all say, is anything good in the Torah? Anything redeeming? No, that's not called Torah study. It goes very well in university, in the Jewish studies. It has nothing to do with Torah. The Torah, when a person studies Torah, it comes to humility. He says, this is God's Torah. Because it's God's Torah, it's perfect. And I'm a human being. Because I'm a human being, I am necessarily very imperfect. And I don't even know if I'll be able to understand everything the Torah says. I hope I will. And to learn Torah with that kind of humility, so Eisek HaTorah, V'vchin is Bittelzeh, who are Neisen Koyach, V'Neisen Eizat Sumas L'Nefesh Olikis. This is what gives strength to the Neshama. First, where do you get strength from? Where? From Torah study. Well, how do you beat down the Nefesh HaLikis, the Nefesh HaBahamas? How do you beat down the Sitra Achra? Learn Torah. Now we're going to take a little skip. And we're going to go to the bottom of the column on page 134. Vizeo, and this is the answer now. After the Alter Rebbe goes through a whole thing and explains what the meaning of Eisek HaTorah is and how Eisek HaTorah effectively changes us and how it gives us the strength that we're looking for. The Alter Rebbe says, V'zeo b'chedesh ha'shlishi. This is the meaning of the third month. Letzeis b'nei Yisrael b'eretz Mitzrayim, and from the exodus of the Israelites from the land of Egypt. V'yeim hazeh. On this day we came. Kibitzeis Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, when the Jewish people left Egypt, hischilu lisper sfiras ha'omer. As soon as they left, the very next day, what did they start doing? They started counting. Like it says that later on Hashem made a mitzvah to commemorate the original counting, and that's the idea of Sheva Shavuos Tisperlach, that 7 whole weeks you count. And what was about these counting? What was the point? Veheim hachana. It was a preparation. Exactly. Lihiyes kabbalas ha-teira b'shavuos. So we should have the idea of receiving the Torah, not just receiving, accepting the Torah. You have to accept it. Somebody sends you an email, if you don't accept it, if you send a download, you have to accept it. You have to open it. So this is the idea of, it should be Kabbalah Satayra. That the purest revelation of divinity should be seen and felt in this world. Just like on high. Imagine that. Imagine if we could have heaven on earth. Imagine if all of the material world would say, show me, teach me. I want to do the right thing. Said Bishbatl Elov is Baruch before God, Leimar, Achar, Masha Yemer, who? We should, what does it mean, Leimar? Leimar means we'll repeat after him. Go ahead, tell us what to say. V'liyaz Dvar Hashem Mamesh B'teich B'nei Yisrael B'esik Tirasim. The words of Hashem literally should be upon the lips, the mouths of the Jewish people when they're learning Torah. U'b'shvua HaZayin, and then the 7th week, which we're in. V'yem HaGimel, the 3rd day of the 7th week, that's today. So once you get to 3 days of the week, everyone knows, you know, the week is gone by Tuesday. The week is gone already. There's a lot to do. Once we get to the 3rd day of the week already, that's it. It's all done. It's almost Shabbos already. Next thing you know, it's Shabbos. So once we get to the 3rd day of the week, which is Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, once we get to Teferes, we're ready. We're there. Now it's just the last, you know, the last 3 days is downhill. It's like, you know, the rising of the sun. You get to the peak. So it's on the way down already. So downhill goes faster. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday is already almost Shabbos. So Wednesday, Thursday, it's already moving. Once you get to the 3rd day of that 7th week, we're almost there already, guys. That's it. And therefore, what happened on this day? Naso az Yisrael muchanim ve'inu mekal b'chinas bittel zeh. In order to receive Torah, we have to be in a state of bittel, be in a state of nullity to God. On this day, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is the 3rd day of the 7th week, we were there already. We were there. We didn't get the Torah yet. But the Bechinas Bittel, that level of humility, we were there already. And therefore, V'hayaz Melod Halvana, that's when the moon reappeared. Shehu Gili Eirin Seif Baruch Hu Achar Bechinas Bittel Halvana. That's the revelation that shows up after the concealment. The concealment of the moon, or the disappearance of the moon, represents the idea of humility. And after that humility comes a rebirth, a reappearance. That's why Rosh Chodesh is called this day. Bayim hazeh. Stam. Ki yoim, what is yoim? Hainu or. Day is light. Day is revelation. Day is when everything's clear. See, nobody says clear as night. They say clear as day. Vigilui, it's a revelatory experience. Because of a yikra, lekim le'or, God called or, yoim. Means that in this day, it's a day of amazing revelation. It's a day when God expresses His love for us. It's a day when we each have a chance to experience His closeness to Hashem. We're going to skip the parentheses. And the Alter Rebbe talks about the idea of Yahavta being the gematria of Ur times 2. And Azai Bo Midbar Sinai. That's when we came to Midbar Sinai. Sinai, the Medrash says, is called Sinai because Sheyarda Sina. That's where the jealousy, where the hatred, the acrimony came down to the world. Taino Inyan Taishia. Shematesha's Kerach Zitrachra. In a negative way, it means when we got to Torah, they started hating us already. They already became jealous. But in a positive way, it means that we have the ability to inhibit the forces of darkness. The forces of evil can necessarily be rolled back by the power and force of Torah. And this is what happened on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And this is why Rosh Chodesh Sivan is such a special day. It happened then, 3,331 years ago, and it's happening today, that today we reach Bechinas Bittul, today we're prepared and ready to receive Hashem's Torah, so that we should have the koyach, we should have the strength and the oiz and the might to overcome the animal soul, to change and transform the world around us. And that's what the giving of the Torah is all about, which helps us understand why today Rosh Chodesh Sivan is such a special, meaningful, and empowering day.
We start Shabbos Wednesday almost.